Accession number 22659, Reel 14.
They didn't look after the kids, you know. We looked after them ourselves, but entertainment, whatever, bits of things, play groups. You know.
Did you mix with the Japanese at all on a social basis?
No. No, I. We didn't. Whether my own personality, but I have no experience of mixing with the Japanese on a social basis. You might say friendly with them, but not mixing with them, not by any means.
Did the average Japanese, do you think, have any knowledge of some of the atrocities that their soldiers had committed to troops?
Well, that I couldn't comment really, because the staff that we had, they were selected, and they were, what the hell did they call them now? They had a name for the cross Europeans. They'd seen the outside world, and then they'd come back to Japan or been pushed back. No, I didn't mix with them at all, except on the, you know, on working jobs. That's about all. Yeah, and of course we had. I think it was two staff at home, but we're allowed something like about four or five. We didn't really want them.
So in what way did you, while you were in Japan, sort of absorb some of the culture, do you think?
I didn't absorb any of it. Not to make use of it. I didn't ignore it. But no feelings to apply it to my own requirements.
You mentioned that you had other people from Western Australia there. Given a social event, meeting up with them for dinner or going to drinks, would you go to establishments that were set up for Westerners, or would you go out and seek some Japanese culture?
They were. They might. I don't think I went out to any, Japanese restaurant, but some of them did, just to get a Japanese meal for experience, you see. And but I had no feeling to want to go out and dine with them, no, not by any means.
So what degree was Japan set up for Western ways by that stage, 47, 48, 49?
Well, the only thing set up was any buildings that were required for the administration of BCOP, and there was not that I know, there were no special, there were certain shops, but they weren't Japanese shops. They were our own shops, so that we could go and get European stuff if we wanted it. And mainly, it was the Yanks that were doing it. That side of it. Of course, they had a greater number of people around the place compared with us.
I'm interested because, as I understand, that was the whole idea of was to show the Japanese the Western way of living. And so they brought your families over, they set up schools, and they set up shops that dealt with Western way of living.
Yeah.
So to what degree do you think you were catered for your Western ways?
Well, I don't think that I had any special ways that Western ways are just I suppose I did have, but I nothing that I was enforcing on people, because if they had, well, I had been living with the troops for so long, and I came from an average family, and I had no high social ideas or aspects, and I don't know if they would have learnt much from me, except that I might have been too tolerant.
So how long were you there for?
2 years, near enough, yeah. Yeah, it was 2 years now. Well, it might have been a little over, but that was the idea, yeah, there for 2 years.
And
that was my
around story. About this time, the Korean War was developing. What were your thoughts about the Korean War? What did you know about it?
Well, I thought it was a terrible thing, that it should have just got over one, and then this crowd, they start another one, and then some of the other local or close by populations, they got mixed up in it, and there was Chinese in it, but I don't know that there are any others, but it did give one the impression, well, unfortunately, it could increase. Yeah. But, it was, of course, when a greater number of Europeans were committed to the job up there, it finally quietened down.
What was the general feeling as things developed about the possibility of a Third World War?
Well, I don't know there's any talk about a Third World War.
Was there concern that atomic bombs would be used?
Well, in my area, it may not have been a normal subject. I was in a base job, and I was on the offensive side of it.
Were you given the opportunity to go to Korea? Were you ever given the opportunity to go to Korea?
No, and I never requested at that time. I was getting a bit old. Yeah, see, that was, I was getting towards, the 40 mark then. And a bit long in the tooth for it.
So where were you to finish up your army career? What would you do from your time in Japan until you were to retire, which I believe was in 66?
Oh, well.
Just a brief rundown.
When I returned to Australia, I was serving at a couple of places, all around CMF units in the metropolitan area here, and I was finally told one day, you're going to be transferred. Oh, you're transferred to the Eastern States for 10, 10 years. That's what set me back when I was told I'd transferred for 10 years. I said, what? Yes, for 10 years. Very unusual thing, that. So I said, oh, well. And that's when they rang. I'd settled down here quite a bit over Greylands, and I wasn't very happy, so I was getting this place built, and so I requested a month's furlough for this place to be finished up and moved to lick some wounds, you see. And then I was off at the end of the month, and the family was still over here. I didn't, I couldn't take them with me, and I didn't know where I was going to land over there. And at that time I had 5 kids. So, at any rate, I was over to, before I left, that was it. I was due to go to the Scottish Regiment in Melbourne. And just before I left, they said, would you mind going to Shepparton? I said, no. So I went to Shepparton in Victoria, and I was there for 5 years.
How often did you see your family during that time?
Oh, and then the family came over after about 2 months. And they were living up in Shepparton with me. We were up there for 5 years. And then I was transferred to Army Headquarters in Melbourne, attached to Ordnance, which handled the furniture, personal equipment side. And I was in the office one day, and a fellow walked in. He said, what are you doing here? This is after about 9 years. And I said, working? He said, you should be back over in the West, he said, for the last 2 years. So I said, yes, you're right there. Why aren't you there? I said, I didn't want to go. Oh, well, he said, still want to go? I said, oh, yes. So, he said, you'll be transferred back to WA. So I was transferred back to WA, and I still had, I think, 11 months to go. So I said, I was off an extra 2 years to stay on. I said, no, thank you.
You've had enough. How would you then rate your time as a soldier, as a career?
Well, to me, I think my mind was flexible, and it was interesting.
Had you had an adventure, do you think, through your job?
Yes.
Would you do anything differently, do you think? If you'd given the chance?
Oh, perhaps I might have gone back to the old man and timber working. billiard tables and things like that. Cabinet making. Yeah.
What would you say in finishing the interview, do you think? What final words would you say to sum up your time as a soldier?
Well, I enjoyed it. I enjoyed my life soldiering, and I consider it right from when I was 17, when I was doing compulsory training, and I finished when I was 55 without a day's break between each service. So it was continuous service or attachment with the army from when I was 17 until I was 55. And mind you, when I did leave, it was a relief.
What was the first thing you did on leaving?
Well, what the hell? Right, when I retired, I at 55, I carried on at home. Although the place I had built, I'd had for 10 years, there's quite a lot of things I wanted to do with it, so I got stuck into that, and well, I continued that for 2 years before my old man said to me, "Hey, it's about time you come over and did some work," which I didn't want to do, but I went back and I did some for him.
Did you encourage any of your sons to join the army at all?
Not personally. If they wanted to, yes, they did. Well, one of them did. CMF, and that was Robert. He's just at the present time attached to DVA, and he's not long to retire now. He's 52, I think it is.
What would you say to someone if they said they might be interested in going into the army? What advice would you give them?
Well, I don't think I had anyone asking me. Or
if they did, what would you say to them?
Well, I'd tell them, well, you've just got to take what comes along and be prepared to do as you're told. And so much depends on the personality of the person. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Of course, these days, you know, I'd tell them to be careful what subject they volunteered for, you know, not to just rush in, because these days there's so much graduation in trades and things that applies to the army. And no, it's a hard thing to But
would you like to finish it there?
Oh, yes, I think so.
Thanks a lot for your help, George.
It's all right.
Cheers, mate.
Hey.